Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 2 Timothy chapter 1, we were taught that as the Holy Spirit dwells in us, He speaks to us through the Word. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
You've got the Holy Spirit. Let Him work in you and through you. So that good thing, the sound words, which by the way, the Holy Spirit of God speaks to us through His Word, understand that. That the Holy Spirit uses the Word, the good thing. He speaks through, to us through the Word. And so this is committed, the good thing is committed to the pastor and to the believer, which Timothy heard of Paul in verse 13. He must guard not only for himself, but for the church, for the laity. And you must guard the form of sound words in your personal life and home. You must guard, you must keep. And so this calls for vigilance on our part. Keep that good thing. That good thing is sound words, the Word of God. And as a saved person, you have the Holy Spirit who teaches it to you. So we see that the warning here to young Timothy and to all pastors is to always be on guard against heresy. The pastor is a watchman, so he is to be watching that it not seep in and corrupt the local church, just like a watchman would stand on a tower and look for the enemy that he not come in. The good thing is that the Holy Spirit dwelleth in thee. Again, that's true for all believers. The word dwelleth means to be at home. The idea is to indwell in one, to influence them for good. Whether it's a man or a woman, the Holy Spirit indwells a saved person for good. Now, to indwell, that means to be at home. It also means don't quench the Holy Spirit. When somebody feels at home in your house, they can go to the refrigerator and get what they want. If somebody feels at home, they want to clean something, they want to change something, they want to rearrange the furniture because that is home to them. Now, I may rent a house, and I want to change the furniture. And so I move the sofa from one place to another. And I move things around. Okay? I feel at home, although I don't own it. I just live in it. But I feel at home. Well, when I became the Lord Jesus Christ, He owns me. But yet He gives me the free will to allow the Holy Spirit to be at home. To change what needs to be changed, to clean what needs to be cleaned, to add what needs to be added to my life, to remove what needs to be removed. Again, that is why we're commanded to not quench the Holy Spirit of God. 1 Timothy 4, verse 14 says, "Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by the prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery." You see, if you neglect it, you're going to go away from it. Every young preacher out there, one thing I would say to everyone, just realize this from the very get-go. You are a student the rest of your life, a student of the Word. Now, the bottom line we each should see is the intake of Bible doctrine is to govern our lives. That's what it's for, to govern our lives. And we are to guard that doctrine from all attacks of the devil. And you can't do this if you're not daily in the Word and meditating on it. How did rock and roll get in our churches? How did immodest dress get on the platforms of our churches? Because men of God did not hold, guard sound doctrine, and as a result, it fell quickly when these things made their attack. Well, we're not only to hold fast and hold on. Next we see the hindrance in verse 15. This thou knowest, that all they which are in Asia be turned away from me, of whom are Phygellus and Hermogenes. Well, how many of those who turned away thought, Paul needs to change? He shouldn't be so dogmatic. He must learn things have changed today. But the Holy Spirit, regardless of them, is using Paul, who does not have the numbers, but instead of those who do, he's the one that's used to write the scriptures as the Holy Spirit dictates them. And you see, they don't have that. Now, for a preacher, discouragement most often will come from people within the church. But you're around them most. Now remember, God ordained the local church, gave commands about attendance and service through the local church. He turned away. There it has the idea of they rejected him and will have nothing to do with him anymore. These people, in verse 15, in Asia, turned away from him. And many churches have seen people turn away to follow the contemporary. Others have turned away to follow the Calvinist. They've turned away. You're not in a local church for the people there. Although God ordained the local church, and he wants you to be in a fellowship, that is a partnership with the people, but ultimately, you're there for the Lord who is there. And you're there in obedience and love for him. Love of the brethren is a command, because many would be hard to love. We have to be mature. But when people go out from us, and we're a true fundamental church, Bible preaching with doctrine, standards, right music, the right Bible, just be mature and understand that people go out from us because they're not of us. Too often, they are simply babes in Christ who never matured, because they never got a death grip on sound word. Now, that does not necessarily say they turn from the doctrine of Christ, but they have turned their backs on Christ in his hour of distress. You see, even the best of people will let you down. Sometimes I feel that I let others down, and there are other times I believe they let me down. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Do that through obedience to his word and a daily walk with him that is vital. Let the word of God every day be vital. You see, your trial is a sign of God's trust and desire for you to be used more greatly, and for you to grow in his grace. So hold fast. Hold on. And yes, there are hindrances out there. But finally see, there are also helpers. And we see that in verses 16 through 18. And there, I'll just read the three of them together. The Lord give mercy into the house of Onesiphorus, Priok refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain. But when he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligently and found me. The Lord grant unto him that he may find mercy of the Lord in that day, and in how many things he ministered unto me at Ephesus. Thou knowest very well. And I like that, how many things, because there were too many to mention. And that ought to be the way that you deal with your own personal pastor. Just do as much as you can that God lets you do for him. Now, these verses are such, they are a contrast to verse 15. Now, in verse 15, he named two men that were causing the problem. And those two men were Phygellus and Hermogenes. And he names them. Now, a lot of people get upset when you're preaching and you name somebody. Oh, you shouldn't mention his name. Well, he named people. He named the people that were against him in verse 15 because they were against doctrine. And again, you may think, well, no, it can't be right to name names. Well, then you've got to say that Romans 16:17, the Holy Spirit was totally wrong, where he says, now I beseech you, brethren, mark them, which means to make them publicly known, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. So when they go against the doctrine, it doesn't matter how good their personalities and how pleasing they seem to be. When they go in Rome, he says, hey, mark them. Let people know this guy's wrong. He's preaching wrong. He's leading wrong. He's trying to come into the church and turn the grace of God into lasciviousness and says anything goes. Again, we see, contrary to doctrine, they give offense and division. You see, this group in the church, in which someone meets one-on-one with people and spreads their doctrine, they're doing it underhandedly. Mark them. Mark them. You see, godly people do not do things behind the back. That tells you, number one, that they're not right. Anytime you hear somebody said, who told him? Who told him about that? That tells you that they were trying to hide something that the leader, the pastor, whomever should have known. When they say that, you know automatically that person is not right. And so they are contrary to sound words. But we praise God for verses 16 through 18. And, you know, it's a contrast. Now, I can remember, I used to go to a barbershop. I don't go to that shop any longer. But as soon as I would open the door, and there was about three or four barbers in there, and they'd see me, they'd yell out, hello, preacher. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.